Okay, so let's get started today. We're starting on Balang Natsiweya. We're doing the rest of the questions at the end of the not questions, rest of the sample sentences at the end of the text. So number 18, if you scroll right down to the bottom. Balang Natsiweya. Can anyone tell me what that means?
Balang is young or child, right?
Bala means a fool.
As in Natsiwa Natcha Bala, no.
And Na is not?
Yes.
So the fool's not doing something.
What case is the fool in?
Two, one.
So is that the subject of the sentence?
The object of the sentence.
Yes. Where's the subject?
The subject must be Saweya.
Must be?
Well, the fool is the object, so I'm assuming Saweya must be the subject, no?
Well, many Pali sentences don't even have a subject. It's implicit in the verb. Seweya is actually a verb. Eya is the optative ending. Third person singular. You know, you can plug these into the digital Pali reader if you have it. You can go to the text pad, TP on the bottom, and paste it in, and then click Analyze. Yeah, except it's not don't, because don't would be second person. It would be talking to second person. Seweya is not second person. So it's some third person advice. He, she, or it, or in this case one should not. Another reason for leaving out the subject is because you're talking about the general third person. One should not associate. So this is like a sewana. Sewana is the noun. Sewana means associating. Association. A sewana means non-association. Sew is the root. Sewati. Seweya. Sewana. That kind of thing. Panditameva bhajatu. Any ideas?
Pandita is the wise. Bhajatu. Bhajatu comes from bhajana.
Bhaj, it's sort of to do with partaking, so bunjati, it's similar, but it means to get involved with or to be associated with, similarly. To be close to partake in the sense of friendship.
I see. So it's similar to seveya or sevana.
Yeah, the meaning is similar.
So then associate with the wise.
What form is bhajatu?
1-1.
Was it first person, second person, third person?
Naga says first, that sounds good.
Well, actually, 1-1 would be third person, because in Pali the third person is, they call it the first person. What we call the third person, they call the first person. But Pattama Purisa. And what tense is it? Is anyone trying these? I guess some of you are, no? I guess no one did any over the week.
I looked at them, but I'm not, you know, what I have is not very clear.
Okay, well, bhajatu, the root is budge, and you add an a, and tu, a tu, budge a is the stem, and then you add tu on the end. So where do we see tu? What form would tu be? Like, why did you guys say it was a 1-1? 1-1 of what? What tense?
There's an imperative form with a tu ending.
There is indeed. In fact, that's what you should always think of, because tu always, if you see tu on the end of a verb, or atu especially, right away, it's imperative 1-1, third person singular. Which means, may he, she, or it do something. In this case, should. It's more not may, but should. One should, again, like seweya is also a third person singular, but what bhajatu is also third person singular. Seweya is satami, which we call the optative, and bhajatu is panchami, which we call the imperative. So this sentence means you have to take the eva into account. Eva means indeed or verily, it's emphatic in some way. Indeed, one should. Or rather, one should, you could say, I suppose. But it's more like, indeed, one should keep companionship with wise people, with a wise man. So if someone meets a wise person, they should keep company with them. Okay, the next sentence is a relative correlative. You got the ya and da. Ya, da, the KYT system. K is for questions, but ya and da are for relative correlative. So the first one is in English we would be say the WT. So yang is the W's and T is, and tang is the T. So yang means what and tang means that. So it would go in this form, what so and so does that you should do. In fact, that's exactly what this sentence means. What yang is the object of the sentence. So what a dira, wise man, may do. In this case, this is satami, but it's not in the sense of should. It's should in the sense of may. What in the sense, whatever they should do, whatever they may do. That's why it's called optative. Whatever they should do, that you should do. That you should do, yeah. Garasu is second person singular, and again imperative. But it's an irregular form because gar is an irregular verb. So it's all going to look weird. But if you click on garasu in the Digital Pali Reader, and then you click on the little C that comes up beside the word, beside the definition, you see, you scroll down and you can see that it's a 2-1 imperative.
Oh, that's cool.
Yang dirokareya, whatever a wise person should do, tangkarasu, that you should do. So we start the sentence with what, but the what is the object of the sentence. But in order to have it make sense, we put it first. Because this, the emphasis is on the what and the that. Yang is what, tang is that. This is a very simple relative correlative sentence, and they get a lot more difficult than this. The next one. The next one's difficult because upachaga is a very, very irregular verb. It means to pass by. And in this form, it means it's imperative. So it means may it pass you by, or it should pass you by. And the negative of the imperative uses ma instead of na. All other verb forms use na, but the imperative uses ma. So it's just like na, but it's the negative. You should not, or they should not. It should not. May it not, in this case. May it not. So may it not pass you by. And what is the subject of the sentence?
Kano.
And what does kana mean?
Moment.
So the moment. And then wo is a short form of the second person plural personal pronoun, you. So it's you plural. And it's in this case a 2-1. A 2-2, sorry, 2-2 form of tumha, or tuang, you. So wo is this the object of the sentence, means you all. Wo and no and de, these are very common. De is the plural, common plural, short form plural for third person. And or also second person singular. Wo is third person plural singular, third person plural. And no is first person plural. May is first person singular. So for the pronouns, they're all shortened to may and no. That's the first person forms. And de and wo, that's the second person forms. Third person doesn't really have that. Right, so it's first and second person pronouns have shortened forms. Me and no, and de and wo. So what does this sentence mean?
May you not let the moment, I think I have the tense wrong, but not let the moment pass you by.
What's the subject again?
Kano.
Which means?
Moment.
So in this case, it's may the subject when you translate this verb.
May the moment not pass you by?
That's right. Okay, this next one is interesting. Karnatita is one whose moment is in the past, one for whom the moment has passed. It's an interesting word. I hadn't really thought about that one. What does this sentence mean?
Is that Sokanti Bante?
Sochanti.
Sorrow. Sochanti, one whose moment has passed away with grief or something like that.
What form is Sochanti? No one knows what Sochanti, what form it is.
Present plural third person.
Yes. So it means they sorrow. Who are the they in this case?
Kanatita?
Yes, what form is Kanatita in?
That ending doesn't look familiar at all.
Oh?
Are you saying one of the paradigms ends with ITA?
Oh, what is this word? Kana means moment. What's the rest of it? If you use the digital Pali reader and you look at that little white box below the word, you can separate it into two parts. The second option is Kanna and Ati, atita. And atita means past. So the word here is kanatita. That's the stem word. So it's not an ita ending.
Oh, I see. So according to Digital Pali Reader, kana is either a moment, a minute, or an opportunity. So.
Yeah, and what is atita?
Missed opportunity.
The past?
Atita means past. So this looks like it means past opportunities that are in the past. Or, yeah, opportunities that are in the past. But this kind of compound, it turns it into an ownership where it means one who has the thing that it's describing. So one whose moment is in the past, one whose moment has passed them by, one whose moment is already gone. And so it'll be masculine in this case, and it's masculine plural. This is actually a 1-2 form, just like purisa. Purisa is puriso, purisa. To a 1-2 is purisa. So this would be conjugated as kanatito, kanatita, kanatitang, kanatite, kanatitena, and so on. If you click on the conjugation, you'll see it. It'll give, right now it's giving me the conjugation of atita. Atito, atita, atita. Yeah. Atitang, atite. It's got the vocative in the wrong place. That's interesting. So this means people whose moments in the past indeed will indeed grieve. It means people who let the moment pass them by indeed grieve. Indeed, he is sort of like indeed. And so chanti, they grieve. The next one's really tough, but we've already had this example. Well, maybe you didn't. It's in the book, so that's why he's giving it. Dana, yeah, I think it is above. It is in the text above. Dana means by them, but aha is difficult because aha is a past tense. Paroka, I think. So again, third person singular. Porano is the subject of the sentence, means one who is in the past, one who has lived in the ancient times, purana, purano. And tena here is specific meaning. It means therefore, or it's tena means by that, literally. From that. No, by that, or with that. But here it means like because of that. Therefore, the Purana, the ancient one, has said. That's what this means. So this is what you'll see in the commentaries when in the Visuddhimagga that we're studying, he uses this kind of phrase quite often. He says something, and then he said, for that reason, it was said by the ancients. Usually it's plural, but here it's singular.
Pante, where is the implication of said?
Aha is an irregular verb. It's an irregular past tense of watch, I think. right? No. It's very irregular.
Yeah, it says here, exclamation of surprise.
No, that's not what it means.
Maybe I have the wrong form up here.
Yeah, scroll down to the ten plus aha.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, so that's why that little box is there, because it's gonna can't interpret it like we can. This is ten, tena, the a is gone, plus aha, which is a irregular form of. Regular form of. What's the actual verb? Yeah, I guess it's sort of its own verb. Anyway, you have to learn about these irregular forms. Okay, the next one.
Bahu jana, a multitude of jana, crowd.
And jana means a person, so jana means people.
Okay.
Bahu is like multiple.
Many, yeah. Many, much, anything like that.
Idha is here.
Sannipati gathered.
Yeah, Ingsu is third person plural, past tense. In the sense it's something like have gathered.
So many people have gathered
here. This right next one I'm not clear on. Let me see if I've got a typo here or not. Yeah, that should be a long I.
Bye, Naga. Have a good day.
Just a second. Yeah. Why, King is in this case, why do you, why do you stand there as though afraid? Yeah, why do you stand there? Because what means as though, it's like a simile, it's a comparison, as or like. So why do you stand there as though you are afraid? Nu, King Nu. This is King, which means what, kind of. But in this, in the sense of why, what for are you standing there as if afraid? That's a difficult one grammatically, unless you really, I think, get it. The what kind of makes it tough, but what comes right after the thing that it's actually comparing it to. So here it's like you were afraid, like someone who is afraid. Bita is someone who's afraid. Ditasi means you stand. Si is the second person singular, present. You stand. Kingnu, why do you stand? What? For what for do you stand? Bito wa, as though afraid. Anyway, I have to go. Thank you all for tuning in. Next week, maybe we'll start on Chakupala, if there's still interest. I was thinking I might do this whole course again using PowerPoint and YouTube, or maybe not even YouTube, but screen capture. You can just do screen capturing and post the videos on YouTube for everyone. Because with screen capture, I can actually write on the screen and put up slides with big text and do it piece by piece, make it a little clearer than this.
That sounds good. Yeah, with the visual would be great.
On the other hand, I'm starting to run out of time as we get closer to September. Anyway, thanks for joining, and hope to see you all next week.
Thank you, Bhante.
Sadhu, Bhante.
Sadhu, Bhante.